Hi, I'm Naomi Sayers, and I am founder of Southwestern Ontario Sex Workers, which is a member of the Canadian Alliance for Sex Work Law Reform. I'm also a former worker and sex worker, and I'm a current common law student at the University of Ottawa.
Thank you. From what I've seen, a lot of the average citizen would feel so far removed from the world of sex work or think that it doesn't concern them. But just from either a constitutional perspective or a health, a human rights perspective, why do you think people should really care about what's being debated right now?
Okay. I guess the one point is to establish is that sex workers are persons too. Sex workers are capable of making their own decisions about their own lives, and that we should give them the ability to make their own decisions about their own lives. And when we talk in the discussion about sex work, and sex work is exploitative, sex work is abuse, sex work is violence, and that sex work is not empowering, we don't focus on the fact that it is because of these laws that create those conditions. And when we criminalize something, we also add stigma to that act. So when we say that prostitutions are being victims, I'm not saying that there aren't victims and that we should ignore their experiences, but I'm saying that we really need to diversify the discussion here, because sex workers, as just like the general population, is that, you know, they come from diverse backgrounds, diverse experiences. And, you know, sometimes, just yesterday, I was speaking with another colleague of mine who is a sex worker. She says, you know, I wish I could talk about my experiences in the sex trade, but I have to be careful because those can be used against us. And, we're talking about the violence that we experience. And, you know, even if it's not in the context of sex work, we have that violence being used against us and saying, you know what, because you're a sex worker, that is happening to you. Well, no, it's because of the criminalization and stigmatization that comes from the criminalization, which then contributes to this uncaring people. Not that they don't care, it's just they just don't know. And we have to, you know, use this as an opportunity to educate, and people have to be willing to learn. And we're not asking people to change their beliefs, their values about their own selves. We're just asking people to be open to the idea that, you know what, sometimes people do this and sometimes people need help and protection. And when we criminalize the lives of sex workers, we can't give them protection that they may need.
Just in light of the Senate's Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee and speaking on Bill C-36 and what's happening in Ottawa today, what would you say Southwestern Ontario sex workers would like to see as a result of what's taking place?
We want to see the bill not being enacted in its entirety. This bill is completely harmful to sex workers. And when you actually read more about how this bill is supposed to be interpreted, it's actually explicitly stating that they have one section where they're saying, oh, you know what, sex workers can work independently or in small groups. But they're also saying that you can't work within the context of a commercial enterprise. So from my experiences, I worked with an agency up north. They did all my bookings. They provided security, drivers, and they made sure that I was safe. They told me what to do if something wasn't right. They said, you know, if this happens, get out of there right away, or, you know, call us right away, or if we don't receive your call, because the call... when I got to the in-call location, the call to the driver was to say, you know, everything's okay. We're going to go come back in an hour. But if they didn't receive the call, then that meant, you know, they have to come in. And the latest interpretation of that is saying that women can't work for escort agencies and escort agencies can't hire security. So they're explicitly stating that sex workers can't work for somebody else who offers security. So that's explicitly putting them in harm's way. So as much as people want to assume that this bill is going to decriminalize, you know, sex workers and criminalize what clients and managers, or what they refer to as johns and pimps. It doesn't, like, because it criminalizes situations where sex workers can have security and can be protected.
Is there anything you'd like to add? It's obviously a very long debate, and there are so many things to say. Is there anything else you want to share specifically?
Just on the topic of Indigenous women in the sex trade, it's a contentious topic because a lot of people say that Indigenous women are being trafficked, and that Indigenous women, are essentially being exploited. I want people to realize that, Indigenous women will not receive the same protection from police in the same manner that a non-Indigenous woman would. And we see that exhibited with the Picton inquiry, and we see that the one example that wasn't being talked about was John Martin Crawford, who targeted specifically Indigenous women. All of his victims were Indigenous women, and some of them had experiences in the sex trade. And there was even one woman who was sexually assaulted, who is also what police call a known prostitute. And instead of protecting her, they arrested her instead. And I want people to know that police don't offer protection to Indigenous women, and that this bill will not offer protection to Indigenous women.